superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Let's have a little fun with Matt Ryan before we send him on into his Atlanta day.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
So what's your favorite sports movie, Matt?
Oh, man.
I've got a suggestion for you, Matt.
Download and podcast at richeisenshow.com.
Did you ever see this?
It's got to be The Natural, right?
Earlier on the show, Lions head coach Matt Patricia, Pro Football Hall of Famer Terrell Davis. From the Tampa Bay Times, Rick Stroud. Coming up from Peacock's AP Bio, actor Glenn Howerton, plus NASCAR Cup Series driver Kevin Harvick. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Final hour of the Rich Eisen Show here on this Thursday. We'll take some phone calls in just a few short seconds here to kick off our third hour. We've already had Matt Patricia of the Detroit Lions, the HC of the Detroit Lions, joined us to kick things off. Terrell Davis and Rick Stroud, Pro Football Hall of Famer Terrell Davis, saying Saints and Chiefs are going to be his Super Bowl pick for this coming season.
Out on the limb.
Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times did nothing to throw me off the scent of thinking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are anything but super.
Now there's a pick right there. 12-1 for the Bucs.
Okay. Glenn Howerton of AP Bio, which is back for a third season after being canceled after two seasons. Peacock raised their hand and said, let's make a third season and put it on Peacock.
Let's
starting
go.
On September 3rd. Today is that day. So to celebrate that, we'll have a nice little Peacock party with Glenn Howerton. Kevin Harvick, who's won seven races on the NASCAR Cup Series circuit. Playoffs start this weekend.
Playoffs?
In Darlington. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, let me get my ducks in a row. That'll be on NBCSN. 5 Eastern time is when the coverage starts on NBCSN.
NBC.
SN. Last hour, we spoke about that gentleman's dad, Bart Giamatti.
Yes.
Because of the Cubs and DraftKings coming together for a partnership, and what Pete Rose might think about all that.
I can't believe that.
That's crazy.
And that lit phone lines up, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We didn't even hit on Steve Nash being named the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets. So, hey, guess what? Yet another former player, another point guard, who's never been a head coach anywhere before, worked for the Warriors and Steve Kerr, and so the head coach that's going to be given the gift of Durant and Kyrie, Kevin and Kyrie, in Brooklyn, New York.
Not bad. Not bad for your first gig.
It's going to be the guy who most recently was a soccer analyst for Turner. Pardon me, Champions League analyst. There you go. And that's how we kick off our phone calls here in hour number three. We'll also get to the poll question in a second, I promise. Sharon in Vegas here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Sharon?
Hi.
Hey, Sharon.
I'm so excited to be on your show.
I'm excited for you to be excited then.
You are like a ritual, morning ritual for me.
I appreciate that Vegas morning ritual. Thank you for saying that. What's on your mind?
So I was just really surprised and shocked that Steven Nash was now going to be the coach for the Brooklyn Nets. And I know you shared some thoughts, but there were so many other coaches out there that I thought would be considered for the position. So I just wanted to have a conversation about that.
Yeah, well, I think it's just, again, Sharon, it's a copycat sport, just like any other copycat league that you call the NFL. Hey, it worked well for Golden State. It's worked well to have guys that might not have had any experience coming in. We've seen that in Major League Baseball working out for some of the managers that have been hired in Major League Baseball. And I mean, Steve Nash's basketball IQ, his IQ in general, being a Stanford Cardinal, right? I mean, that there's no question about all of that. So he's definitely somebody that can bring maybe wins to the table, and somebody that Durant and Kyrie would respect to get their directive from.
Yeah, and plus I think he too has a great pedigree from Pop and Nelly. So, and then working with Kerr, I suppose, you know, it probably will work. But thanks for your thoughts.
Thank you again. Appreciate it. By the way, he went to Santa Clara, which I think is the Stanford of that portion of California. My bad.
Short drive.
Maybe that's, again, let's give it a whirl. Hey, Kyrie, do you think he might take a pointer or two on playing the position from Steve Nash?
Who knows?
I shouldn't ask a Celtic fan.
Don't ask me about Kyrie.
All right, Ed has been in California, has been hanging on a very long time. What's going on, Ed?
Hey, Rich. Enjoy the show.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch base on what you said earlier about the officiating that took place in last night's game.
Yes, sir.
It's you know, it's kind of tough as me being an official for 24 years at the high school level, and you guys criticizing these guys. It's a tough enough job to do as it is, but not really understanding the rules and what legal guarding position is. And as officials, you're trained and taught to protect the shooter, and that's exactly what Mark Davis did yesterday. And as everybody knows, he's a crew chief out there. So, you know, he's picking up the other guys that maybe don't have the stones to really make that call in a tough situation. But as an official, trust me, that was the right call.
Okay, so how is it protecting the shooter when the ball is released and gone? It doesn't affect the shot. It protects him because his right side of his rib cage is exposed, and you need to make a call to keep people off of that. Is that what you're saying?
Well, also, even though the shot is released,
yes,
the shooter has to return back down to the floor. That's when the shot attempt ends. But also, so you understand, even if he did release the ball and return back to the floor, if a defender crashes into him, it's still a foul. And in that instance, it wouldn't be a shooting foul, but at that point of the game, they were out of fouls and he would have went to the line.
So, because it was a bonus situation, is what you're saying.
That is correct.
What about, okay, last one for you, Ed. I feel like I'm Rich Eisen show interviewing Ed from California, former or maybe a current high school official. So, what about swallowing the whistle? What about this being 114-114? What about, you know, that?
And it's a great question. And as a high school official doing big-time playoff games, there are other crew members that I've worked with, and it's a last-second shot. There's a timeout, and we come together, and I've worked with guys who said, make sure you just swallow your whistle. I've heard that term mentioned, so that does exist. But for me, if a foul is a foul, then I'm going to call it, and I'm going to blow that whistle.
Ed,
so it just depends on, you know, the feeling of that official working the game.
Ed, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. It's Ed in California giving you a zebra's point of view.
And I buy all of that. There's no time left. We're going to overtime. Just let the guys decide it in the extra time. Like, come on now. And Mark Davis should know that.
Your parlay was already blown up, right? Or no,
that was the first leg.
We're seeing it.
That was the first leg.
We're seeing it.
That wins. I could have hedged in the back end.
Yeah. How did that Bucks, Oklahoma City, Westbrook should be deactivated triple play of yours work out yesterday?
Yeah, it didn't go that great. That's why I'm here with you, Rich. You know, not in the desert.
Or outside of Wrigley Field right now.
Exactly. Setting up a...
Okay, let's go to Ryan in New York. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Ryan? Put Ryan back on hold for a second. Ryan back on hold. We'll give him another shot. We'll take another phone call in a second. We haven't done the poll question yet, Christopher. We've been sitting on it all day.
It's been up at Rich Eisen Show.
Let me hit it again.
It's been up. So it's Charlie Sheen's 55th birthday today. So we're just throwing this out there. What's the best thing he's done work-wise?
Okay.
Platoon, Wall Street,
wow.
Major League. I mean, three just epics from the 80s. And 2.5 Men, a little TV.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie's TV run. At Rich Eisen Show, vote right now.
Now, he was at the very end of Ferris Bueller.
Oh, yeah, I mean, super quick cameo at the police station, but very quick.
No, I got you.
Best thing Charlie Sheen's done, Platoon, Wall Street, Major League, 2.5 Men.
All right, it's late in the game, so I'm going to have to put my thumb on the scale here.
Yeah, do it. What do you think?
I don't know how.
You
go with anything but Platoon.
Exactly.
Ooh.
I love it. The Richards are on point.
Yep. And I'm a Wall Street guy. Ooh.
Platoon is his.
I love Wall Street.
I don't know. Platoon is Oliver Stone's biggest first thing. That's where he really came on the scene, I think. I mean, you thought that Apocalypse Now was the pinnacle of a Vietnam film, or that you couldn't see anything that would make you feel like you're in the you know what. That was Platoon.
It really was.
And Charlie Sheen was like, oh, God. And the connective tissue with Apocalypse Now being that Charlie Sheen is Martin's son. Mm-hmm. To basically say, you know what, I'm going to go and do a film about the Vietnam War. And it's something that's going to be a seminal work of mine. And it's going to be as good as Apocalypse Now, or mentioned in the same voice of what movie my dad did. Wow.
Yeah, Platoon.
It's tough for me not to do it, but Bud Fox and Wall Street is,
I mean,
remarkable.
The phone.
I understand what Major League means in the sports film landscape.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what he, you know, and Wild Thing and all that. And 2.5 Men. You know, you can buy a lot of Tiger Blood with 2.5 Men money. So that's up there, man.
Up there,
but I can't. I'd have to. I'm clicking on Platoon. I just clicked.
Good
on
job,
it.
Rich.
It's losing.
Okay, well, Platoon's in third place. No love for Wall Street, which I mean, I love that movie. Major League leads the way right now, 46%.
Oh, wow, this is our audience.
Yep,
our audience is a group of people I adore. Thank God for our audience, but they have been patently disappointing on the subject of films and poll questions for me over the last few weeks, and I'm beginning to feel a little bit dismayed.
That's all right. It's not personal.
I'm losing my grip.
Not personal to you.
Losing my grip. All right, let's see if Ryan New York's back on. What's up, Ryan?
Ryan.
All right, let's put him back on hold. Let's go to Aaron in Key West, Florida. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
What's up, brother? How are you?
Hey, I'm a lifetime Reds fan. I could name the whole starting lineup, but the only pitchers I know about are Tom Seaver and Pedro Borbón. I was really sorry to hear about Tom Seaver's passing today.
Me too, man. Me too. What a gift
I know
to the
how
Reds.
To get heroes into the Hall of Fame.
How's that?
Here's what he does. Calls a press conference, a public announcement, whatever. He says, I was addicted to gambling. Oh. I had a problem. He admits it. He apologizes publicly. Everybody has addictions. Alcoholics, sex addicts. Some people are addicted to shopping. Pete was a gambling addict.
He
says it. He apologizes. He's in the Hall of Fame next year.
Aaron, I said, you know when I said this? This is what I've been saying for years. I don't know what platform I really had because I was on SportsCenter at the time. When Mickey Mantle, I was just coming up in the business, or whenever Mickey Mantle went on his tour saying that he had a problem with alcohol, and he basically said, don't be like me, and talked about how his battle of alcohol was something that everybody should understand led to a whole bunch of choices that he regretted in life. If Pete Rose had done that, like literally had sat down with Oprah in the
or Donahue.
Name it in the if he had done that, and then he had a chance after he wrote a book. He was on a book tour and had another chance at it and never gave much quarter. He's been on this show, Pete. And never once, if he basically said, I know the problem of gambling. I know about the addiction of gambling. I know how it can destroy careers. And I'm sure there have been families out there, and this is what I did to deal with it, and don't be like me. I just don't know if that's him. I just don't think that's him, Aaron. That's just that simple.
No, it's not. He's stubborn.
Thanks for the call. That's Aaron in Key West, Florida on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's go back. Let's go to Thomas in Pittsburgh here on the program. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, Rich Eisen. How you doing?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
I was calling to see if you see.
You there?
I was calling to see to take your thoughts on the Leonard Fournette.
Well, yeah, I'll repeat it again. I thought he would have been a great fit, and thanks for the call. Right where you're calling from in Pittsburgh, I thought it'd been great. And anybody who's out there and go, well, we're set at running back. No, you're not. No teams are set at running back. What, Tennessee set at running back? You could say Baltimore. Even though I just said no teams. Dallas is not, I mean, I guess Dallas is set at running back.
Dallas is probably
the Ravens.
Ravens. They love Dobbins. It's, he's going to get
so here I say no team set at running back.
I mean,
give some examples.
I'd say a handful. Handful.
You guess Dallas is set at running back? Is that what I heard?
I guess? Yeah, I do, because I'm still pissed off about Zeke coming off the field 19 times a game last year. So, yes.
Fantasy snake
pit. That was not me being on the edge. It was literally my fantasy self. Still not able to give up how my year was destroyed by Michael Fabiano telling me take Zeke over Christian McCaffrey because it's not a PP, a points per.
Did the thought ever go through your head that Fabs was telling you that just to throw you off
Maybe.
The scent?
I don't know.
So we're not taking Elliott next week?
No, we're not.
Okay.
No, we're not.
Just like, who is we having?
Fournette, again, Fournette, this is all about Brady, keeping him upright. Getting the run game going. I said in the first hour, the guy's tremendous at third down pass pro. He is great at pass protection. That's why he was so turnkey coming out of college, ready to go. He's terrific at it. And Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times was on last hour. He mentioned how Robert Jones missed a couple of pass protections in practice recently. Let me ask you this question, TJ Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
How did Tony Romo break his back? We know he broke his back once with the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
Remember another time? Somebody came scot-free in.
Yeah.
I think his fullback missed the block, didn't he?
Yeah. Against the Seahawks.
That happened.
Spinal.
These things happen. Mm. We do not need that when your quarterback is 43 and you've put every last Buccaneer egg in the TB12 basket. Mm-mm. Oh, and Fournette had 76 catches last year, too. Thank you, Don. I like it. And I have his just right now, and I got to start choosing who's my Super Bowl team. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a Labor Day weekend to think about it. Right now.
Got to mull it over.
I'd be all in. Otherwise, I need to pump the brakes, as they say.
But no Zeke, right? No Zeke for the Allison Jeans.
Don't rule him out so quick.
I know he's trying to trigger Zeke. He knows how. I know what he's doing right now. He's trying to trigger me. I made a decision after last year that just and Zeke could go and have 20 touchdowns.
No, I'm totally cool with taking Saquon. I'm just trying to get you.
No. But you know, last year I took Zeke and. He's one of those guys who, whenever I saw him on the set of Thursday Night Football, he would always talk Ohio State to me, or he holds it against me to being a Michigan Wolverine. I'm more than just that. I know I wear it on my sleeve. I'm more than just that. So he grinds my gears a little bit.
The fact that
I chose him last year, and I made a decision, I'm going to choose people who make me personally happy to have him. I don't have the Cowboy fandom in me, right?
It's just tough. We're choosing between Ohio State and Penn State.
No, but Saquon, you know, I have man love for him. It's Saquon all day, and that's why I told The Miz yesterday when he came on, he's got the third pick. He's going to pick after us, and enjoy Zeke. Let's take a break. Glenn Howerton of AP Bio will join us. It's on Peacock, starting to stream today. That's next on The Rich Eisen Show on Peacock.
Sports keep coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is now in full swing, and the NBA has also begun. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Visit BetOnline today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. BetOnline to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
NBCSN audience will be rejoining us in a second, and that's when we'll welcome in Glenn Howerton, one of the stars of AP Bio, along with a very funny Patton Oswalt. Very funny cast on this program. Did you take AP Bio back in the day?
I took AP Calc and AP History.
Mike, were you ever advanced placement yourself?
In television production, Rich, which is what I'm very good at. Thank you.
AP Audio?
I didn't have to do any
AP
projects.
Audio. AP Audio?
I was AP TV, and I never had to do projects. The teachers just let me teach the other kids how to be.
So, hold on, I thought you were being facetious.
No, I'm 100% dead on.
There's no such thing as advanced placement television.
Yes, there was. It was called you didn't do projects like the other idiots. You actually just sat and taught people how to
was
do it.
That the, was that the official yes, Board of Education title?
Technically direct and mix the show for you.
Was this in college or high school?
High school and college. I started in basically in 11th grade doing that and never stopped.
I believe you. Yeah. I believe that.
I was the best in the class. I am now. I mean, it's like, thank God I was blessed to do one thing. This.
Advanced placement AP divorce. He eventually was AP divorce.
I took that one. I got a doctorate in that. Forget advanced placement. I got the doctorate.
AP divorce.
Please.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show, everybody, on NBCSN. Hey, fans of AP Bio, had to be thrilled. Look, we're thrilled to be on Peacock. It's really given the show a complete new lease, and we're thrilled to be on. And AP Bio is now available on Peacock, the third season that many fans thought would never happen after it was canceled after two seasons on NBC. The third season of AP Bio premieres today right here on this streaming service on Peacock. And here to celebrate that, a little Peacock festival here on The Rich Eisen Show, Glenn Howerton. How are you, Glenn?
Hey, I'm good. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, Fantastic. Technology these days. Most of the time when I try to do something, it just absolutely fails. I'm glad you can hear me.
Well, I'm glad you can be heard, and I'm glad you could be seen on Peacock. We love the streaming service, and the fact that Peacock exists, so AP Bio has a third season, and hopefully many more. Congratulations on that.
Thanks, man. Yeah, no, it makes me very happy. Our audience right from the beginning felt like more of a streaming audience. It's a slightly skews a little bit younger, mm-hmm. and the show was originally streaming on Hulu, and it was doing really, really well on Hulu. Mm-hmm. Much better on Hulu than it ever did on NBC. So yeah, I'm excited that we're gonna be able to give people a third season. It's great. It's a great season.
So, how close are you to the character you play on this show, Glenn? Is there any at all similarities?
I'm grumpy.
Here? Okay,
I'm grumpy like him.
Not right now, though. I did not get a grumpy Glenn Howerton in this phone call.
No,
right
you, you're not getting grumpy Glenn Howerton.
Okay.
Grumpy Glenn Howerton is usually right when I wake up, okay. And grumpy Glenn Howerton usually hits around 2:30 in the afternoon after lunch. that's when grumpy Glenn Howerton is at his worst.
Okay. But that's your only comparison to the disgraced Harvard philosophy scholar, Jack Griffin.
Yeah, that's kind of it. I mean, I'd say that, I think I must probably have some narcissistic tendencies in me because I feel this overwhelming urge to play narcissistic mm-hmm. characters. And yes. I feel like in some ways it might be me, I don't know, exorcising my own demons or something that I'm afraid of.
Yes.
It's almost like I'm afraid of being narcissistic, so I have to make fun of it.
Well, there's one thing that you and your character and me, we have in common is I like wearing cardigans. Sometimes, you know, again, this show's just started launching on Peacock. It launched in the middle of August. It's not appropriate to wear it yet, but on occasion, I will rock a cardigan on this broadcast.
I'm the same way, and now I feel like, I've got a closet full of cardigans, and mm-hmm. I feel like now I'm not sure if I can wear them anymore because people are going to be like, oh, he's dressed like his character. It's a mixed bag. I mean, mm-hmm. I like that I get to wear it as a character, but it's kind of ruined it for me as a human being.
We got Glenn Howerton here on the Rich Eisen Show, also known for being Dennis Reynolds in Always Sunny in Philadelphia. We had Danny DeVito on last week. What was it like working with him, Glenn?
Danny's the best, man. He's just great. I mean, he really is not entirely unlike sort of the personality that you expect him to be. You know, he's like a... He's a generally happy guy. Although, by the way,
yes.
he's a little grumpy sometimes.
Well, I think we might have gotten him post-trampolining that day. He was in a good mood.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. Good, good. Did you say post-trampolining?
Yes, he's a trampoliner. He trampolines.
Yeah, you know, that's funny. He mentioned that to me, too. And I said, that's great. It's supposedly it's really good for circulation. And
yes, that's what he said, yeah.
And it gets your, I don't know, what is it, your glands, it gets your glands moving. It's good for your immune system.
Now, I think this is turning into AP Bio right now, Glenn. We're talking, I did not expect to talk about glandular reaction to blood circulation, but that's what it sounds like
No, he's the best, man. He's an awesome, awesome, awesome guy. And he's been very cool since the very beginning. I mean, one of the coolest things he said to us, I mean, because we were, you know, nobodies when the show started. And when he came on in the second season, he made it very clear to us from the very beginning. Yes. He's like, I don't want to come in and I don't want to change the show. I don't want to become the lead of the show. I don't want to take over. I don't want to be the 800-pound gorilla on the show. He was like, I just want to be a part of this cast. I want to be a part of it. I don't expect to be bigger. You know what I mean? And so right from the beginning, he just made it very clear. He's like, it was almost like his humble way of saying, I know I'm a massive, massive star, but I don't want you to think that I think of myself that way. You know what I mean?
Sure. I hear you. Glenn Howerton here on the Rich Eisen Show. And also, you were on Fargo, right? A season of Fargo several years ago? Correct?
I was, yeah. Yeah, I got to do the first season of Fargo. Yeah, that was really cool. I mean, So that was obviously an FX show
yes.
as well. And... you know, the president of FX or the guy who runs FX, John
yep.
Landgraf,
yep.
He, you know, I've known him for years at that point. And, you know, he knew that my background wasn't really in comedy. My background was actually mostly in drama
mm-hmm.
before I started doing Sunny. And he was like, yeah, we should have you on one of our dramas one day. And I was like, yeah, it'd be great. And he just called me up one day and said, hey, we're doing Fargo. And honestly, my first reaction was, okay, well, that's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Period.
So I don't know if it's a good idea to make a show of that.
Right.
But I was like, hey, you guys are smart. I don't think you would do it if it wasn't working. So, you know, and they sent me a couple scripts and it just... I mean,
phenomenal.
Noah Hawley, the guy who show runs that show and created the show version, is just like one of the best writers I've ever read. I mean, the scripts were so good that I was almost worried that they weren't going to be able to make the show that good. So I did like maybe, I don't know, half the episodes in the first season. It was awesome.
Yeah. We had one of our friends, of our program is Colin Hanks, who was tremendous in it. He was, nominated for his role, and Billy Bob's been here too. It's just been amazing. You've been in a ton of great stuff, and the fact that, a show that, appeared to be no longer gets revived on Peacock is something that we can, you know, appreciate. And this is pretty cool, man, for the fans of this show who helped save your program. This is a gift when these things happen in television.
It really is. And I have to say, like, I'm super stoked that when I turn on Peacock and I look at the selection of things that they have, it almost makes me feel like I'm on an even cooler show than I thought I was, because everything on there is so good. I mean, it's such a really strong service. Like, you know, I mean, with so many services that are out there, it was just kind of like, oh, God, do we need another service? And now we're just going to be on this other service. And is anybody going to care? And I feel like they're kind of killing it over there. I mean, they've just got really cool stuff. So I feel like I'm in good company.
You are. I mean, this show's on it, Glenn. I mean,
yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, I was going
to
say.
There's an I in Rich and Eisen. So I'm happy to say, you know, this is kind of about us, too. You know what I mean?
It's absolutely, absolutely about you as
there's,
well.
There's also an I in Juilliard. So how many fantasy football leagues are in Juilliard? Glenn, are there any Juilliard fantasy football leagues that I'm unaware of?
You know, you'd be surprised.
Come on now.
I will say you would be surprised at the number of – I thought I was going to go to acting school and everyone was going to just be really artsy-fartsy and, mm-hmm. you know, super actory and – You know, I mean, I love all that stuff, but I'm also, I don't know, I'm into a lot of other things, too. And I was surprised at how many sports fans there were. I mean, there's just sports fans everywhere. So,
okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think people might have a certain thing in their mind about the type of person that goes to Juilliard. But, you know, I found it to be fairly well-rounded.
Did Manganiello go to Juilliard? Is that what you just said to me, Chris Brockman? Joe Manganiello? Was he a Juilliard
guy?
I
don't know.
And he's...
No, actually, Joe, and I just did a movie with Joe, actually, okay. which is coming out in December, I think.
Okay. There we go.
Joe's a great guy. I love that guy.
Me too.
It does a great. I don't know if you've heard his Schwarzenegger impersonation, but it's incredible.
Does he just take his shirt off, or is that his Schwarzenegger impersonation, or he actually sounds like Arnie?
He actually sounds like he's one of those ones where he does, like I can do it too, but mine just sounds like you know a bad like characterization. He really sounds exactly like him.
I got to do it the next time.
But no, Joe actually went to Carnegie Mellon.
Ah, okay, there we
another
go.
Another prestigious
institution of arts.
Yeah.
Well, look, man, congrats on the Peacock third season. It's a hilarious show. Congratulations on that. Patton Oswalt is as funny as they come. Paula Pell. I mean, it's a great cast, man. So congratulations on all that.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. We'll get you back on.
Wait, yes. And just let everybody know that it premieres tonight.
Yes, indeed. You could start streaming it.
Start streaming it, and you can stream seasons 1 and 2 now, but I think the premiere of season 3, I think, is tonight.
That is indeed.
Today. Maybe it's on now. It might be on now. I haven't checked. It might be already on.
Well, I mean, as soon as this show's over in 28 minutes, you can get off the NBC Sports on Peacock standalone channel that this show is on every single day, and then go check out the third season of AP Bio that Peacock made happen. How does that sound?
That's right. Wait 28 minutes.
27 minutes now. I appreciate that. Thanks for the call, Glenn. You take care, brother.
All right. Good talking to you guys.
You got it. That's Glenn Howerton. AP Bio. It premieres today. Right now. On Peacock. This is great. We're on Peacock talking about what else is on Peacock.
Yeah.
It's like a big Escher painting, by the way. Look it up.
Thank you.
Escher print. It's not really a painting.
How do you spell Escher?
My bad.
Is it A or E?
PeacockTV.com or download the app. Go get it. Oh, it's great.
There's a C in there.
It's free.
Oh, yeah. I know. I
talk about MC Escher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, TJ. This side of the studio,
yep.
You and I,
yep, yep, yep,
much
yep.
more highfalutin than that side.
I mean, you brought me in for a reason, right?
Big, honestly,
big brains.
The guy who
side.
Said that prior to coming back on the NBC Sportsnet feed, while we were kind of chuckling, I asked Mike Del Tufo what he took in AP. He said he took AP TV. And then I said you were really AP divorce. He said... He's got a doctorate in that.
Oh, yeah.
So you're Dr. Divorce.
I am Dr. Divorce. I should have my own TV show.
I had no idea.
I could teach people what not to do and what to do.
Dr. Divorce, everybody.
Yes.
Season 3 on Peacock, streaming now, starring Mike Del Tufo.
Coming soon.
I mean,
to Peacock.
Let's go back to the lines right here.
Man.
Howard in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You're here on The Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Howard?
You want me to turn the TV off?
Yes, sir. Oh, I would prefer that because I think we're a touch delayed.
It's gone.
Like it never happened, Howard. What's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
I think it's a real problem with what's going on with Wrigley Field. I've been there many, many, many times. Doesn't matter what the location is. The main issue is compulsive gambling and what it can do to your life. And I agree with the gentleman in Key West. I haven't gambled in 20 years, but the damage I did before that, it's just, I hoped it was repairable, and in the case of my children, it was. In the case of my wife, it was not. It's just not something that should be involved in sports. It just should not be involved in legal gambling on sports. With Pete Rose, his deal was he never could humble himself, starting in 89, to admit that he was a compulsive gambler. He never did a thing about changing himself. And in my opinion, the only way to change yourself is to go into a 12-step program, not a 30-day rehab. That's nonsense. This is something you've been doing for years. And I'm from South Florida. Mm-hmm. I know Pete was living in Boca Raton, and he was seen at the racetrack all the time in the 90s. I don't think he's sorry for what he did. I really don't.
I kind of would take the same interpretation away too, Howard. I really would. And I thank you for the call, and I thank you for sharing.
I mean, you're welcome.
You bet. Imagine, again, somebody like Howard wanting to go to Wrigley Field, and then we don't think of that. You know, we don't think of that.
Yeah, it's true.
Does Pete still hang out at the, like, memorabilia spot?
Mandalay, I think.
Was it Mandalay? I thought it used to be Caesars.
Oh, yeah, one of those.
And the shops.
He's always signing.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't know anymore. But again, I mean, if you're going to start making deals, if you're going to start having member clubs make straight up deals for, like, what, nine figures? Is that what it is? I don't know. For a significant amount of money like that. And
yeah, $100 million.
That's nine figures.
DraftKings and the Cubs.
So if that's what you're going to do, I mean, maybe it's time to just say, Pete, you signed it away and whatever, and you've served enough. Honestly, you've served enough. Because there's enough fans that think he should be in the hall, and just put his damn plaque in there already.
Yeah.
And put it on the plaque. It's a museum. Put it on the plaque. Put it on the plaque.
Him, all of them.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, again, you mentioned Bonds and Clemens. These guys have never, I mean, there's been a lot of,
may have.
You know what?
You can put the word suspicion on
suspicion.
There.
Suspicion, yeah.
I don't know. Now
it's a museum.
Right.
Possible.
Let's take a break. Kevin Harvick's going to join us. Guy only leads the NASCAR circuit as it heads to its playoffs on NBCSN this weekend.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. GEICO.com.
We're back on Peacock right now on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Had some interesting conversations today with a lot of our fans who, when they call in, make a ton of sense. And when they vote on our poll question involving movies and TV, sometimes they're a little off. Where does it stand right now, Christopher?
Okay, so it's Charlie Sheen's 55th birthday. What's the best thing he's done?
Right.
Platoon, Wall Street, Major League, 2.5 Men. 53% now say Major League.
Okay.
20% 2.5 Men, 17% Platoon, 10% Wall Street.
My God. I love Major League as much as anybody else.
Of course.
But
we
threw him in the hopper with Platoon and Wall Street. You got to be kidding me.
Heavy hitters.
It's very bad. Steel Joe Bruce Rock.
I think we even have a drop of Dennis Haysbert when he came on our show.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, he does like we could do a welcome back.
Oh, Mikey's searching.
Hold on, Mike. You can play it in 1 second.
You're listening to The Rich Eisen Show.
There you go. Very good. Well done.
I think Charlie Sheen was like 17 or 18 in Platoon.
He was young.
What an incredible performance,
too. That's what I mean.
What an incredible movie. Willem Dafoe. Did Willem Dafoe win an Oscar for Platoon?
We talked about this.
Stand
I think
by.
We were wrong. I think
Stand
he got,
by.
I think I nominated. I mean,
Willem Dafoe is amazing. John C. McGinley. I mean,
it won 4 Oscars.
Platoon. Was it Johnny C. was in it, too? Johnny C. is in every single
Johnny
one
C's
of
in every
Oliver Stone movies, right?
So it won Best Picture.
Yeah.
I mean.
Director, sound, and film editing. Tom Berenger nominated, Willem Dafoe nominated.
Tom Berenger was something else. By the way, Tom Berenger might have lost that Oscar, but he's winning the Rich Eisen show poll because he is in Major League.
Jake Taylor.
Sorry for winning. Hey, look, you can't win them all, Oliver Stone. You won the Oscar for Platoon, but you're losing the what's the best thing Charlie Sheen's done poll question on the Rich Eisen show.
Tom Berenger won the Golden Globe that year.
Oh, very good. Well, this man's winning a lot, and he's joining us right here on the Rich Eisen Show as the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs kicks off, if you will, or I guess takes to the Oval at Darlington on the Sunday Cookout Southern 500 at Darlington Raceway can be seen on NBCSN at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, 5 p.m. for the coverage to begin. 7 wins, the second most in his career. He won 8 in 2018. He's won 3 of the last 7 races. He's Kevin Harvick here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
I am fine. Thanks for being on here. I apologize, actually, though, Kevin, because I wouldn't have done that to a Major League Baseball player, which is talk about wins and stats, and I just did that with you. Are you superstitious like that? Did I just do the wrong thing by talking about the wins that you've amassed so far this year?
Not at all. Look, I when I got into this sport, when I took over for Dale back in 2001, Richard Childress was the most superstitious guy that you've ever met in your whole life. It was $50 bills. It was green race cars. It was peanut shells. And in 2006, we won in a car that had peanuts all over it. And I'm like, there is no reason to be superstitious anymore. Just go do your job and be done with it.
What do you mean by peanuts and $50 bills, Kevin? Walk me through what do you mean by that?
Yeah, so Dale Earnhardt thought that $50 bills were bad luck, so he would not carry them in his wallet. And Richard Childress, the car owner for Dale and who was my car owner as well when I started, he would not carry a $50 bill as well. So I he's the team owner, so I bought into the $50 bill.
Okay.
And apparently broken peanut shells were bad luck as well. So if they were on the shop floor, you were in big trouble. So it was those were the two things that I learned really quick that I just needed to get over and usually fast cars make up for things going bad.
But I'm sure you can't look at a $50 bill the same way anymore, pretty much.
I honestly don't see many $50 bills because, I don't use cash very much anymore.
There you go.
But when I do see a $50 bill, I will not put it in my wallet to this day just in case.
So does that mean we might see Venmo on the hood of a car of yours very soon, like the Venmo logo?
Look, anytime I can flash my Apple Pay or something at the machine, I'm all in.
Kevin Harvick here on the Rich Eisen Show. To what do you owe the win success that you've had in recent days and years, Kevin?
Yeah, so I think when you look at 2020, it's just an odd year. Obviously we all understand the circumstances that we're in from the COVID standpoint, and I think for us it's really kind of played into our hands this year a little bit just because of the experience that we have as a group. My crew chief and engineers and organization, we've all been together going on 7 years now, and we know each other and have a whole lot of confidence in each other as to what each other is doing, whether it's me in the car or my crew chief, Rodney Childers, up on the pit box and making the calls or the engineering staff putting the setups underneath the car. It's just a group of guys that have been together for a long time. And, we've been fortunate to capitalize on fast race cars that they bring to the racetrack with no practice and no qualifying and take them to victory lane 7 times this year. So it's been a great season and it's been a great relationship over the last 7 years and continues to evolve.
You've already won at Darlington this year, Kevin. What do you like about the track?
It's just, for us, it's one of our most historic racetracks. Darlington's been around for 60 some years, and you know, I think as you look at Darlington, it's built around a pond, so it has a really weird corner on one end because they couldn't move the pond, so they had to make one end very narrow, and the other end's a lot more wide open as far as the radius of the corner, and it's the narrowest racetrack that we go to, so it's just an oddball shape racetrack that we go to that has a very high tire wear. You know, that goes with that. So from a driver's standpoint, it's very challenging because it's narrow and the car drives different every lap because of the fall off in lap time that you get with the tire wear.
Kevin Harvick here on the Rich Eisen Show. So you're the top seed in these playoffs. Does that change the way that you race? I mean, how does seeding, I guess, factor into how you're going to operate over the next races?
Yeah, so basically what's happened through our first 26 races, you know, you accumulate points that go towards the postseason. So if you won a race, you get 5 playoff points. If you win a stage in the race, you get 1 playoff point. And those accumulate through the regular season to give incentive to guys throughout the year to try to win races and do the things that it takes to accumulate points. Now I get to carry those points into the last 10 weeks of the playoffs, and hopefully we don't have to fall back on those points, but you never know because things tend to get a little bit crazy with the 3 races and then eliminate 4 cars and 3 more races and eliminate 4 cars. So hopefully we can use those bonus points, playoff points that we've accumulated through the year, you know, to be on our side and make it to the championship race in Phoenix.
And what a year, man. I mean, again, not just the wins, the number of wins, but sometimes the manner in which you acquired them. At Michigan, you won both races on a Saturday and a Sunday. The last driver to win NASCAR Cup Series races on consecutive days was Richard Petty in 1971, Kevin. I mean, that is a ridiculous stat that you now are part of. Did you ever think that you'd ever have a stat like that associated with your...
You know, we've done so many things this year that are so out of character from what we would try to do as a sport,
right?
And you know, racing races back to back like, you know, they did in the 70s and 60s and 50s and you know, the things that we've been able to do this year. But anytime that you have your any type of stat that is compared to Richard Petty and Richard Petty alone, you know that things are going okay. So it's been a great year, but it's also been a, you know, just a little bit of a, you know, a trying year in a sense that, you know, they don't let us around our pit crew guys, and you can't share those wins with the guys that are in there battling with you every week and trying to, you know, be a part of something that you can't be a part of because of the fact that we can't be near each other because of COVID. So it's been a strange year. It's been very successful. Obviously that helps take a little bit of the awkwardness away from, you know, everything that COVID has brought. But, you know, in the end, we're able to do our job and you know, we can't celebrate together, but someday we'll look back on this and talk about, you know, everything that we were able to do in 2020 and the way that it changed NASCAR.
I heard that your son, Keelan, right, is now made a go-kart debut. Is that a true story at age 7 recently?
Okay. So he did.
All right.
Yeah. So so COVID has not only changed the way that we race, but it's changed everything that we do in our personal life as well. You know, at the beginning of the year, we were not doing anything like that. And he came to me one day and he said, "Dad, let's go race karts." And I'm like, "Okay, well, let's go race karts because we don't have anything else to do right now. So let's figure out how we can do that in our own little bubble and try to do that." So he has raced since the middle of April. We've raced at least 2 or 3 times a month. And that's kind of our family activity. And school is done in front of a computer.
Yeah.
In a room at home, and so it's you know, it's changed everything, but I feel like we've adapted you know, well, and hopefully we can keep adapting and this whole mess will go away soon.
Is it true that he refuses to race with half dollar coins in his pocket, Kevin? Is that true?
he hasn't caught on to the whole superstition thing yet.
That's
so
good. Leave it.
Maybe we can steer clear of that, and we can not corrupt his mind.
We should leave it that way. I think you are about to turn 45, or you are 45 years old. You're about to turn 45 in December, and Jimmy Johnson, as we know, is that age and is no longer planning to race. He's retiring. Well, he's going to race, but he's retiring. What about you? What about you with your career? How are you viewing it?
Yeah.
Long haul.
Yeah, so, you know, look, here's the deal. So I don't have to throw a ball a long ways, and I don't have to run very fast. And you know, I have to keep up with the things that, you know, I do from a physical standpoint to, you know, to stay in shape and do the things that I need to do and stay in the car. But they aren't to the magnitude of what you need to be a good NFL player or Major League Baseball player or anything like that. And so in our sport, experience, you know, plays a huge factor in the things that we do on a week-to-week basis. So as we go through the seasons, and for me, I tell everybody I'm a late bloomer. I've been fortunate to find success with Stuart Haas Racing over the last 7 years. And let's face it, winning's fun. I enjoy being competitive, and there's nothing that beats winning. And, you know, I think as I look at that and I look at the group of guys that I get to go in there and try to accomplish that week in and week out, it's just fun. My family's supportive and things are going well. And we're going to keep doing it as long as I'm having fun at it and we can maintain a good personal life at home. So right now, you know, we're signed up through the end of 2023 and we're going to keep racing hard and having a good time doing it.
And in the meantime, your son just keeps getting pole positions and on go-kart races. It's all good in the hood for the whole Harvick family.
That's right.
Great. That's amazing.
That's exactly right. That's
amazing. Thanks for the call, Kevin. Good luck this weekend on NBCSN, 6 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday with the Cookout Southern 500 at Darlington. And good luck beyond that, too.
All right, Rich. Thanks for having me.
You got it. That's Kevin Harvick here on the Rich Eisen Show. That was a lot of fun. You know, it's great having somebody who's at the top of his game, and it's great to have somebody who is a favorite to win a playoffs that's about to begin on a partner of your show. And one of the many reasons why we do this, so you know, is we love to be current. We love to pivot, as they say. We like to be current. And now that Kevin Harvick has been on the show, if he wins, we can take credit for it. That's how we handle our business on the Rich Eisen Show, right?
Work smarter, not harder, Rich.
Thank you very much. Yes. You should put that on your grease board.
Tomorrow.
Now, there you go. Although I just realized it says you don't make that call on an MVP. That's your way. That's your take on the Giannis foul, huh?
Yes. Yeah, you paid the cost to be the boss, as Snoop said. So you shouldn't get that call.
Okay. Tomorrow, you know what I'd like to have you do on this program? Because I'm about to leave here to go up to the NFL Network studios. Mm-hmm. Once I pass through all the protocols that they've put in place there, by the way.
Are you going to document these protocols too, by the way?
No. I'm just going to, I don't know if anybody even.
Is that the first time back for you?
Since they've set up protocols, yes. Yeah. I last time I was there, I think, was the Wednesday of free agency.
Yeah. Whoa. That's right.
Because I did everything else from home from the draft.
Right.
Oh, you know, last day of free agency, which was particularly frenzied. Because, you know, it's the free agency frenzy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go host with Michael Irvin the top 10 Cowboys of all time, topping the list. Because the Cowboys celebrating their 60th anniversary this year. There's a top 60 Cowboys of all time list that has been created by, I guess, writers, reporters, and people of note. And I would like you to write down who you think the top 10 Cowboys are of all time.
Oh, nice.
And then on Sunday, when it's revealed at 6 Eastern, we'll see how right you are.
Oh, that would be my pleasure.
How does that sound?
Just
know this. You have to have at least 4 years of service in Dallas so we can front row the angry tweet from Terrell Owens why he's not on the list.
Okay.
Get your damn act together.
Okay, just
know that. I'm on it, Rich.
So that'll be tomorrow. We can do that tomorrow.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, right, that's what we'll do. We'll see how accurate you are.
Just to be clear, is it who I feel are the top 10 greatest or my favorite?
Oh. It's every list has this whole thing. Just
top 10 greatest.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's always
the top 10 greatest Cowboys of all time.
Right, not because TJ's favorite.
If it was like
Cowboys.
My favorite, then like that win. And
in case you're wondering, Jason Garrett is available as a quarterback, not a coach.
Well, he had 8 years of service, though.
I know. That's why I'm saying he's available as a quarterback.
Okay. Thank you. I'm on this.
For example, Emmitt Smith should be number one. There you go. Done.
Ooh,
walk
Mike.
Off by Del Tufo.
Okay.
Gee, Mike, you really stretched on that one.
Yeah, no. Well,
yeah, I'm just saying. There's an example.
You and Terrell
Davis. I already know the top five. I can neither confirm or deny. Thanks to Matt Patricia, Terrell Davis, Rick Stroud, Glenn Howerton, and Kevin Harvick. John Leguizamo will be on tomorrow's program on The Rich Eisen Show. It'll be a great Friday show you should join us for. We'll see you then on the Quadcast.
COVID-19.
Spreading rampantly throughout the world.
Almost 1 million deaths.
African Americans.
Hit harder than others.
The double whammy.
I'm J.J. Green. I'm black.
I'm Chris Kohr. I'm white.
Join us on Colors, our new podcast.
As Dr. Anthony Fauci gives us some straight talk about race, risks, and vaccines.
On Colors, episode 12.
Subscribe to Colors on Apple, Spotify, Podcast One, or wherever you get your podcasts.